Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. And joining us today is Auntie Mama. How you doing, Auntie Mama?
I'm great.
Okay. All right. First, we're gonna get started with our players of the week. I'm gonna go first. My player of the week was Christian McCaffrey. He had 20 carries, 116 yards, and a touchdown. One of the better running backs of the season so far. One of the best running backs of the week. So, yeah, Christian McCaffrey.
Good pick. Auntie Mom, you want to go?
I got Marvin Mims from the Broncos. Did y'all not watch that game?
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah. Cowboys player.
That was actually a good pick.
Because he showed out. He showed out. And he ran 113 yards, too. Yeah. So
I'm conflicted with my player.
I mean, I had another pick, you know what I'm saying, but I can't. He's a Cowboy.
Well, who you run up? You go ahead.
I got a couple of picks if you want to know.
Yeah.
I got Jalen Hyatt with the Giants.
Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a surprise. In this division?
Yeah.
And then I got
That's Anthony. Growth from the Cowboys player.
I give props what props is due, you know what I'm saying? And then Anthony Richardson with the Colts.
Concussion man?
Yeah, but before he got that concussion.
He was balling out.
He was acting up.
Hey, I ain't saying nothing about his play. It's just some people want to say that a certain someone was going to be injury prone and Anthony Richardson was the big tough one, but he's gotten injured 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But you can't do nothing about that concussion.
You can't.
Hey, somebody come down on you. You come down full force. Hey. Head to head could knock you out. You don't rattle your cage.
And then my Dallas player, you know, Oka Chukunaka.
I think it was Odigizawa.
That's his name. How he was doing them sacks. You know, he come back off injury from the week before. Yeah. And he came back and he showed up. Yeah. In the game on Thursday. Wednesday. Monday.
That's my player. That's my player of the week right there. Chris Olave. Because he burnt
CJ.
CJ was on skates the whole night.
It's CJ Henderson, but
yeah, and it was the crazy thing before the game. I said to the TV, and I said, CJ, I'm talking to you, buddy. We got to get this together. We got to get it together today.
I thought he was gonna get it together,
but it just proved the reason Chris Olave got the player of the week for me because that one catch alone. But he had a great performance, but that one catch right there showed me that we need to pick up another corner.
Josh Norman, he's still free.
No, I don't want Josh Norman.
We need to pick up another corner.
Because J.C. Horn, for one, like I said, we should have took Michael Parsons.
Shoulda,
coulda, woulda.
I like J.C. Horn, but I will always be an advocate of saying, I've always said that we should have picked Michael Parsons. Yeah. We've been needing.
When I called you before the draft, what I say? We should take Michael Parsons this draft. What'd they do? Go take a corner. No disrespect to you, JC, but you can't stay on the field.
Yeah, he's good when he's on the field. It's just he ain't ever on the field.
Yeah. Like
y'all offense suck.
We're gonna get to that.
Okay.
We're gonna get to it.
But my runner up though was Anthony Richardson too, until he went out with the concussion.
Anthony Richardson, I like.
He was balling.
Wasn't about on the field, but him.
Yeah, he was balling.
Yeah.
He got the win. So
yeah.
That's
good. All right, we're gonna go ahead and get into these games. As you know, we do our predictions every week. We'll start with the first game: Eagles Vikings. Trey chose the Eagles, I chose the Eagles, and Auntie Mama chose the Vikings. So she was the only one that predicted that one wrong. The Eagles won 34-28.
They barely won.
Yeah, and I'm a little worried about the Eagles.
Yeah.
I definitely no longer think they're as dominant as we thought they're going to be. They're still a good team, obviously, but definitely not Super. Well, I ain't gonna say not Super Bowl contenders, but not the Super Bowl pick.
They're not the prettiest right now. Yeah.
And then also, I'm a little bit worried about Jalen Hurts. Now, before last year, I've been saying I didn't think Jalen Hurts was that good. Last year, he played amazing. This year, he has yet to prove that he is still that same player from last year. So, now, it's only two games into the season, so I ain't saying he's bad, but he has, so far into this season, Jalen Hurts has yet to prove that he is still that same guy.
I disagree with that, because if you go back to last week when he played the Patriots, he had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. And they was dropping balls.
Yeah, it was a lot of drop passes. I mean, but once again, Jalen is Jalen's fault for the loss. But he did score 3 touchdowns.
They did win.
My bad. Jalen. I didn't mean to put that L on you.
My thing with Jalen Hurts is, well, this game and that last game, his stats doesn't show that he's been a bad player, but he definitely just hasn't looked as impressive as he did before. And then that Patriots game, they started off really good. Like, they looked like the same team that they did last year. But then after the second drive, they just did not look good. They could barely move the football.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
So, I'm just a little worried about Jalen Hurts. Now, it ain't really nothing to panic about. There are definitely other quarterbacks that need to be looked at and panicked about, and we will get to them.
Yeah.
So, anything else about the Eagles, Mike?
Nah, that's good.
Kirk Cousins still trash in prime time, even though he put up 300 yards and 4 touchdowns.
I mean,
but his teams can't ever win a game in prime time.
Yeah.
He tried.
They scored the last touchdown, but it was too late, too little, too late.
All right, next game, Bears and Buccaneers. Trey chose the Bears, I chose the Buccaneers, and Auntie Mama chose the Buccaneers. Trey, you got to stop with your hatred for the Baker Mayfield. He is not the whole team.
Because I say dislike a person's play doesn't mean that I hate the person or dislike the person. I dislike his play.
Go back and listen to yourself. You hate that man.
I don't hate him. I don't hate him. I dislike him.
You didn't like him as a Panther.
No, thank you. That's what it is. Not many
people liked him as a Panther. So.
He played. He hesitated. He threw the ball. He wouldn't throw the ball. He had people open. Just ugly.
He didn't have that problem on Sunday, though.
I mean, when you got he had a game.
300 yards, 26-34. One touchdown, that's probably his best game since, I want to say, maybe 2020, possibly 2021. Was the Eagles still with the Browns that year? So, but I believe they said that was his first 300-yard game in like 2 or 3 years. So, but I mean, and then of course it helps when you got Mike Evans putting up 171.
Yeah.
And they still got Chris Godwin. But the Chicago Bears are trash. DJ Moore, I mean, 104 yards, but still 0 touchdowns. Like, I don't understand. This guy can get all the yards, but for some reason, he cannot get to the end zone. And well, Justin Fields is not good.
DJ Moore with the Bears looks don't look good. But I also am remiss to say that. Now, if he was a Panther, he would probably be the one that would be winning the 50-50 balls and getting open like we need him to.
Yeah, but still we ain't gonna get to the Panthers. Yeah. We still got a couple things before we have. But yeah, just Bears are trash. That's all I gotta say about that.
Bears, I don't know why you picked them, Trey.
I did say I ain't got faith in Baker. I didn't call him Baker. I said in number six, and he's still number six to me.
I feel you. Because I don't pick some teams because I don't like them.
Does it make you any less wrong? Now, this next game, this one pissed me off. Packers-Falcons. Trey chose the... Well, yeah, we all chose the Packers.
And they let them come back.
I think both teams are still bad. I just don't like... I'm just upset that the Packers lost. Like, come on now. Now, Jordan Love, it played an okay game. 14 of 25, 151 yards, 3 touchdowns, though. Desmond Ridder, 19 of 32, 237, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Pretty much looks exactly like his game in week 1, so nothing new from Desmond Ridder. Bijan Robinson, though, he had a day, 124 yards on the ground on 19 carries. So, and then 48 yards receiving.
I knew when they drafted him in the first round, he's going to be a problem.
So it'd be pretty smart for Atlanta to keep using him.
I ain't got nothing else on the Packers because I was disappointed in the Packers as a whole organization, how they let them come back on them and win that game. I was just sure. You know how I was like, oh yeah, we good. Hey, they lose, we good.
Yeah, I don't like Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm like, God, come on, cheeseheads. Get it together.
I'm just
annoyed
that they lost to Atlanta.
Yeah. 24-25.
They're the
Birds. Like, you know what?
The bird ate that cheese up.
I can't believe that foolishness.
Next game.
What's the thing? You ain't telling us.
Yeah, we all chose the Packers.
We all chose the Packers.
We fucked up.
Yeah. Next game is Colts Texans.
I had the Colts.
Me and Trey chose the Colts. You chose the Texans. Colts won 31-20. It looks like Anthony Richardson went out early.
He did.
Yeah, 6 of 10, 56 yards. But Gardner Minshew came in, and he played pretty well. 19 of 23. I've been saying, get Minshew Mania down in Charlotte. 171 yards, 1 touchdown.
So you over Bryce. You over Bryce probably.
No, I'm not over Bryce, but I just...
I was just asking.
C.J. Stroud, 30 of 47. 384 yards, 2 touchdowns. I say the rookie quarterback battle right now is between Anthony Richardson and C.J. Stroud, but because Anthony Richardson got injured, I would have to say right now C.J. Stroud is looking like the best rookie quarterback.
Yes.
He's the only one that can... Well, he's not the only one that can stay healthy, but he has stayed healthy, and he's also playing pretty good. Yeah. Anthony Richardson has gotten injured in both games, which might end up being a problem for the Colts.
So, everybody recall, that's who I wanted. Those two that's winning the battle right now. No disrespect to you, Bryce. I'm not saying that you're not ready.
Yeah, I
mean, I'm not saying that you're not going to do it, that you're not going to develop it to something good.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with either Bryce or if we had picked Will Levis. So.
Well, ain't no way in hell I would have took Will Levis. I wouldn't have went to a game. I just don't feel like he's NFL ready.
It looks like Zach Moss, pretty good running back. I might have to end up picking him up on my fantasy team because a certain someone broke his leg. We'll get to that. My heart is broken for it, though, for him and my fantasy team.
I think it's more lean towards the fantasy team than
not true.
Him.
Not true, okay? Yeah. This game, very interesting game, but most disappointing game of the week for me. Seahawks, Lions. All three of us chose the Lions, and they disappointed us. They started off bad. Now, they were able to make a comeback, but they still lost it in overtime. I'm just, the Lions, they're going to get it together next week, but I'm upset about that one. They should have won that. But maybe the Seahawks are better than what we thought. I mean, Geno Smith threw 328 yards, 2 touchdowns, 32 of 41, so that's a really good game.
He's definitely a step up. Last week.
I didn't disrespect him.
I said it's because I disrespect him. I said, Geno, they writing back. You writing back to them people that you said that you went writing back to.
He definitely stepped it up from last week, though. So, and then Jared Goff, I mean, nothing new with Jared Goff. 28 of 35, 323 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Another one of my running backs got injured. David Montgomery. Gosh. Although he had a good game, and he definitely helped me win my fantasy, but I need you to heal up. Because I just lost the best running back in the league for the whole season, so. Next game, Chargers-Titans. This one also a surprise. Titans win 27-24. It was the second overtime game of the week. Me and Trey chose the Chargers, Auntie Mama chose the Titans.
Y'all, what y'all say about that? That'll be something if the Chargers, the Titans come back and beat the Chargers, and that's what happened.
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah.
Crazy thing is, Justin Herbert, he still played a pretty good game. 27 to 41, 305 yards, 2 touchdowns. And I keep hearing about them losing a lot of close games. I don't know if that's an issue with the players or is it something that the coaching ain't doing right. But Ryan Tannehill definitely had a bounce back game. 246 yards, 1 touchdown, 20 of 24. So did Derrick Henry. 25 carries, 79 yards, 1 touchdown. Now 79 yards on 25 carries ain't great. But it's still a pretty good game. Cincinnati and the Ravens. So, the Ravens win 27-24. Me and Trey chose the Ravens. Auntie Mama chose the Bengals. With them, it's pretty much went it how I expected it to go. Two competitive teams, two really good teams. Came down to the very end with them.
Joe Burrow got hurt again.
I think they should probably rest him for a little bit. Maybe 1 or 2 games. They probably should have set him out the very first game of the season. He still played a pretty good game. I think both of their offenses look much better this week. After the last week, they just couldn't get nothing going. But this week, Lamar Jackson, 237 yards, 2 touchdowns, Burrow, 222, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Ravens got their running game going. So, did you know Nelson Aguilar was still in the league?
Yeah, he played for.
He plays for Ravens.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was still in the league.
Yeah.
I thought he flamed out after that 1 year with Philadelphia.
You put some respect on his name, bro. Mm-hmm.
No, I like Nelson Aguilar. I just haven't seen him a lot since then. Where was that? Oh. Raiders Bills. The Bills beat the brakes off of the Raiders, 38-10. Everybody chose the Bills. So that was a smart move right there. Jimmy Garoppolo. Not a good game from him. 16-24, 185 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. They definitely couldn't move the ball on the ground. The best rusher they had ran for 34 yards, and that was only one play. Josh Allen, much better game this week. No turnovers. 31 of 37, 274, 3 touchdowns. So, do y'all think the Bills are finally back to what we thought they're going to be, or is this just because they played the Raiders?
Just because they played the Raiders.
Yeah. Dang, no respect for the Bills. I think the Bills will be all right.
They got to get themselves together.
Who else in their division? They get AFC East, right? So they got the Patriots, Dolphins, Jets. So I think I had the Bills winning their division. Looking at it now, they'll probably come in at second with the Dolphins winning it. But I still think the Bills will be all right. I still got them making it to the playoffs.
Yeah, the Dolphins 2-0.
Yeah.
But I got, I think I got the Dolphins coming in second, and the Bills winning it.
I mean, that Dolphins offense is, looks dangerous, and I'm not so sure about the Bills defense. Well, they, I mean, they do have a good defense. I ain't gonna take nothing away from the Bills defense. But, I mean, I say only time will tell with them. Chiefs, Jaguars.
You got the Jets coming in, winning the division.
I had the Jets winning?
Mm-hmm.
I had swore I had the Bills winning.
You gave the Bills 13-4, though. Yeah, I'm the one got the Dolphins going first. I'm the only one got the Dolphins going first.
Who'd you have?
I got the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the Dolphins coming second.
Mm-hmm. You got the Jets, because you said the Jets going to be the shit.
Well, that was before they quarterbacked.
That's what you said, though,
that was
man.
Before they had to deal with Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Well, Duke.
I mean, but they still won a game with Zach Wilson, so.
When?
First week. They won the very first game of the season.
Oh, okay. So,
and they still have a good defense.
They do.
This week, they just played a far more superior team.
Yeah.
So.
I feel you, Duke.
But Chiefs versus Jaguars. Everybody chose the Chiefs. Although it was a pretty good game. I'm thinking with this, I do not think that... I think that the Chiefs losing Eric Bieniemy has really showed these past two games. Because their offense does not look as explosive as they used to. And the Commanders' offense, they look more explosive than they used to. So... And then the Chiefs, I mean, they just have no receivers. Their receivers are not very good. Travis Kelce is the best receiver they got. I mean, and he didn't even have the best game. 4 catches for 26 yards. The best receiver they had was Scotty Moore this past week, actually. 3 catches, 70 yards, so that wasn't bad. But Sony, he's still not doing much. And, I mean, they're doing good with spreading the ball around. I mean, Mahomes, 29 for 41, 305 yards, but... 17 points for a team that's supposed to have the best offense in the league. But I'm not surprised by the Jaguars losing this. I'm pretty sure I predicted that when we went through the predictions before the season started. But they put up a really good fight, so I still think the Jaguars are going to win their division. I still think they're going to be one of the best teams in the AFC this year.
Yeah, you got
the
Jaguars on top.
All right, 49ers and Rams. I'm upset about this one. This one shouldn't have been that close.
Yeah, and we all had the Niners, though.
Yeah, we all chose the Niners. But 30-23, Niners win. Brock Purdy, okay, could have did better. I mean, I had to put him in place of Russell Wilson because Russell Wilson... Okay. Christian, like I chose Christian McCaffrey as my player of the week. He was great. Debo Samuel and George Kittle. They are also on my fantasy team. George Kittle, you're supposed to be the second best tight end. I need you to do better than 3 catches for 30 yards.
Hey, I was about to say the same thing. Now, he on mine as well. We better get it together.
I actually almost lost because of him.
I think I'm about to cut Odell Beckham, too.
I already cut him. I might pick up Matthew Stafford, though. Although, he only has 1 touchdown in these 2 weeks, but he has put up 300 yards in both games. So, if he can start scoring some points, and he also looks like he has a new reliable receiver in Puka Nuka. 15 catches for 147 yards. Imagine when Cooper Kupp comes back. This Rams offense might be electrifying like they used to be, like they were a couple years ago. I say the only issue they'll have is in their running game. Their running game is not great. What's that guy? Cam Akers. I don't know what's going on with Cam Akers, but definitely ain't as good as he used to be. But I will say one thing about Matthew Stafford. I don't like that he threw 55 passes, though, and only completed 34. So that's a little bit cause for concern. And he did throw 2 interceptions.
Yeah, it was.
Giants and Cardinals. This game stressed me out. me and Trey chose the Giants. Auntie Mama chose the Cardinals. The Giants, I don't know what happened at the start of the game. Like, they were getting beat bad. But then the Cardinals in Cardinals fashion blew it. Giants win 31-28, which that shouldn't have happened because the Cardinals went up big. Like, I still don't understand how Giants came back. But they came back, and you already know my boy Danny Dimes. He like that. I've been telling you that. Danny Dimes. 321 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, he's like that, Trey. You gotta stop hating.
My man.
And then, sucks for Saquon Barkley. He's another running back that got injured this week. This injury bug was just all around the league this week, which sucks.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But that's going to be bad for New York, though, because, I mean, Saquon Barkley is their offense. Even though he wasn't the best piece on their offense this past week, they actually did pretty good in the passing game with spreading the ball around. But, I mean, yeah. The future just does not look good for the Giants.
No, I don't.
One player I forgot to mention, I just remembered he used to play for the Giants, but he plays for the Jaguars. Evan Ingram. He is really good. He was throwing them Chiefs players around like they were nothing.
Feel good when you get when you go down in the sun.
Yeah.
Playing down in the sun and not playing in the snow.
Yeah. Makes life so much easier. There ain't much to say about the Arizona Cardinals. They're trash. What's up with Kyler Murray? Is he injured?
Yeah, you know, he tore his ACL.
Oh, so he out for the season.
Well, they said he could possibly come back before the season.
Yeah, for the season.
Sit him. Don't even bring him back.
Yeah.
He just trying to get him hurt again.
And they said that he got a clause in his contract. If he come back and he get hurt, they got to pay him $95 million. Mm. So they really not trying to force him back either.
No. Yeah, if I was the coach, even if they put him on the... Even if they said he can't play, I'd be like, I'm benching you for the rest of the season. So, all right, next game. Cowboys versus Jets. Everybody except Auntie Mama chose the Cowboys. I don't understand why she would choose against her own team. The Cowboys win 30-10. Another dominating performance by the Cowboys. Their defense is not to be played with.
Mm-mm. Special Akadula.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott, better game this week. 31-38, 255 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Better game from Tony Pollard. I ain't going to say that. 25 rushes for 72 yards. I mean, it's pretty much same game. Yeah, pretty much same game as Derrick Henry, but he averaged 2.9 yards per carry.
And he got, 2 or 3 sacks? He got sacks.
I'm talking about Tony Pollard.
Oh, not Michael Parsons.
No, Michael Parsons. What did he do? He had 2 sacks and a forced fumble. So, but that's Michael Parsons. So yeah. We already knew that was coming. It ain't nothing new. And Digizawa, is that how I said it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good too.
Yeah. And he a big guy.
Yeah. You know, I love the D lineman and O lineman. Best players on the field. In my opinion, most important players. You can't do nothing without them. So whenever they playing great, everybody else playing great. But also, I still think the Jets got a pretty good defense. They just got to figure out something with Zach Wilson because he is not good. If I was them, Cam Newton is still on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't know where his arm is at, but at least you know you have a good running game. Like, you can put all your hopes on that, because he's like, you got Breece Hall and Cam Newton. Like, come on now. I think it'd be a smart play.
Yeah.
Commanders and Broncos. Another game that stressed me out. Commanders win 35-33, but they brought it down to the wire. I mean, and they started off bad, too. The Broncos was up, and then they blow it. But they almost made it, almost took it to overtime, threw a Hail Mary at the very end of the game, caught it, but missed a two-point conversion, so they lose by 2 points.
That two-point conversion was BS.
I didn't even see the
two-point conversion. It should have been a pass interference. He grabbed him before he even caught the ball. Oh.
Then, yeah, should have been a pass. If that's what happened, that should have been a pass interference. But I still think if they win in overtime, Washington still win it, because at that point, momentum's on their side.
Nah, that game was, at the end, was it was shaping up for Russell to have him a comeback. Mm-hmm. A comeback win.
Well, he shouldn't have had to make a comeback win when he was up by like 18,
30. Yeah. So, he was up by 18. He should.
And Russell Wilson, you get on my nerves. Gosh, he went from a guy that I hated because he kept beating up on my team for 5 years, and then it got to the point where people started saying, oh, Russell Wilson's a bad quarterback, and I'm like, I don't like the guy, but he's not a bad quarterback, and now you're not playing very well. I can't stand Russell Wilson. Next game, Dolphins-Patriots. I think this game shows more about the Patriots than it does show about the Dolphins. The Dolphins are a good team, but I think the Patriots are a very competitive team, better than what most think. I think the issue with them is their offense is terrible. They just have a really good defense that can keep them in games, but their offense is terrible. Mac Jones is not good. Although that game wasn't a horrible game from him, though. I've definitely seen worse. He threw 42 passes, completed 31 of them, 231 yards, one touchdown, one interception. But he got sacked 4 times. They couldn't get the run game going at all. So the Patriots just need to be better on offense. But their defense is really good. They brought it, I mean, they got it pretty close. They lost by 1 score. So.
Yeah. Man, that's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
All right, I didn't say what we chose. The Broncos and Commanders game. Me and Auntie Mama chose the Commanders. I'm surprised she chose the division rival. Trey chose the Broncos. Why? I don't know.
I thought Russ was going to have a better game.
No. Mm. Sick of Russ. Mm. And then the Dolphins game, everybody chose the Dolphins. So. Last two games, Monday night games. Panthers really get on my nerves. This offense is horrible. Both of y'all chose the Panthers. I told y'all last week, this offense is horrible. I've been saying it before the season starts. This offense is horrible. And I'm to the point where I'm ready to blame coaching again, because this offensive play calling is terrible. I mean, I don't understand why you continue to just keep running the ball up the middle. It's not working. Get creative with your play calling. The Saints know what you're going to do every time, because you keep running it on up the middle on first and second down. Then you try to pass it on third down, but they can send all their players because they know you can't protect, and they know ain't nobody going to get open.
We're behind the sticks every time.
Right.
He tried to say, and somebody, I was watching this interview, and somebody was saying, well, at some point, do you think that you should let Thomas Jefferson call?
Yeah.
He should. His name is not Thomas Jefferson. His name is Thomas Brown.
Thomas Brown.
But
he should.
Yeah.
Yes.
He like, don't say no.
Frank Reich is not a good play caller.
He's talking about I'm a good play caller. I think at some point I will want him to take over, but right now at this moment I'm gonna call the plays.
Yeah, swallow your pride, dude.
That's what it is. That's why I've been saying he's too prideful.
This offensive play calling is horrible. I don't understand why they don't use LaVisca Chenault. He was the best running back we had. And he's a receiver.
And I was live at the game.
You see they had him a kick return every game. And you could tell when a person is like, man, I can't believe they playing me just on kick return. He didn't return none.
Not a single one. And this defense. They played their heart out last night.
They did.
They did the best.
They were so tired.
At the end of the game, they gave up a couple big plays. But at that point, that's expected.
But out of the whole game, though.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think the Panthers, the offense only had two drives total where it was longer than four plays. Every other drive was four plays or less.
And we had the ball two times in the red zone.
I mean, and they missed. They didn't score on either one of them. And then they wait till we walk out of the stadium to go score a touchdown. Like,
sit y'all ass down. Yeah. That was ridiculous. I was like, come on. The offense was not moving the damn ball.
And what's crazy, it just upsets me because the Saints are still trash.
Yeah.
Like, these past two games, people are trying to claim that the Saints are the best team in the NFC South. Right now, it's looking like the Buccaneers. The Saints, if you actually pay attention to that game, Derek Carr is not good. The rest of their offense is not good. Michael Thomas want to talk. You ain't been good since 2020.
We've only played 10 games in the last 3 years.
Right. Like, bro, you're trash. Chris Olave, he's good, but he ain't great. I mean, and then our defense ain't even that good, and they're old. Like, and then it's pretty easy to look good up against a rookie quarterback whose coach isn't a good play caller and whose offensive line won't protect him. Although they did lose two pieces on that offensive line, so I can understand why that happened.
But I think, I'm going to be honest with you, the offensive line wasn't the problem last night.
Yes, it was. Go back and watch it.
They were part of the problem. But the main problem was Bryce not getting the ball to the receivers, and two, the receivers barely getting open.
Yeah. I mean, I just saw a collective failure on offense. To me, everything about offense was bad yesterday.
Yeah. Like, my thing is, Bryce, you got to look for more everybody, other people other than Adam Thielen.
Mm-hmm. There were so many plays where I saw a guy open, and I'm like, Bryce, throw it before the window closes, and then the window closes, he throws it.
Like, you hit DJ Shark one time.
He missed him on a couple passes, too. I'm so sick.
That deep ball is definitely not there.
It is not.
It's not there. It's not there. Because there's no way you missed that pick play when Minga was coming up the sideline. Yeah, he got held on, but it's supposed to be in the vicinity where he can make a play for the ball. He was nowhere near the ball. But, you know, they trying to, a lot of people are trying to tell me that this is a 36-month program. I don't want 36 months.
First of all, no. when they said this guy was the best quarterback coming out
available,
of the draft, saying he was NFL ready, he don't look NFL ready. Now, he's a rookie, so I don't blame him for not being NFL ready. But don't promise me something and I get something completely different. So, and Frank Wright, like,
they used to say back in, no, I ain't gonna say that. You know that.
Browns versus Steelers. Yeah. Sick of the Panthers.
That was a good game, though.
It was. Steelers won. Until the end? Trey chose the Browns. This is the game that I didn't remember picking. I thought I picked the Browns, but actually chose the Steelers. Both me and Auntie Mama chose the Steelers. Steelers won 26-22. I would say this is a game where neither offense has really looked good.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson definitely didn't look
good. Well, I ain't going to say that too much about Deshaun Watson because they was dropping his balls.
But he fumbled twice.
Yeah, he did. He didn't have a choice. They weren't blocking.
I mean, it's not that he was like, I've seen worse games.
Yeah.
But Deshaun Watson is at that tier of quarterback where you expect a certain level of play from him.
Yeah.
And he didn't play well enough.
Well, we know he ain't coming up out the pocket as much. But they was not blocking. Like, he had done pissed them the fuck off or something.
Yeah. I think this is another game where their whole offense just did not play well. Yeah. Well, one guy actually played well, though. James Ford. Hey, I picked him up on my fantasy. 106 yards. My heart goes out to Nick Chubb. Heartbreaking loss. Or heartbreaking injury. He's out for the season now. I guess it'd be interesting to see how the identity of the Browns offense now, because this was similar to the Giants where their offense was ran through their running back. Mm-hmm. But now that the best running back in the league is no longer playing with them right now. It'll be interesting to see how the offense goes from here. Mike Tomlin, I think he's the best coach in the league right now. I mean, I just love that guy. And then I love that somebody asked him something about them, about the game yesterday, and I love that he said, we're not going to apologize for winning. I know just because not many people were expecting them to win, that doesn't mean it can't happen. The Steelers are a good team. They'll be competitive.
That's debatable. That's debatable.
I think they're a good team.
Not a great team.
They ain't been good since Big Ben.
It took y'all only won by 4 points.
And y'all got Browns team.
Off of two fumbles and a pick, y'all only won by 4 points.
Well, that's how they got their points,
right?
I see what you're saying. The Steelers also turned the ball over.
Yeah, but I'm saying it took all of that just to win by four.
Sometimes that happens. I'm just saying if the Steelers was as good as people say they are, nobody is saying the Steelers are amazing. They're a good team, not a great team. I said they're going to be competitive. I don't even have them winning their division. I got them coming in third. And just sneaking into the playoffs with a winning record. That's it. I'm not saying the Steelers are going on to be in the conference championship. I ain't saying they're going on to be in the Super Bowl.
And see, look, that pick was boo-boo.
That was just a bad play by the Browns. But they capitalized off of it.
Which, like I said, I always say that. You know, that's your job. That's their job is to capitalize off the turnover.
And they did.
Like Mike Tomlin said, they're not about to apologize for a win. They did what they came to do, which was win the game.
And it was pass interference. It was pass interference on that call on that last play when Watson. Am I saying the right person? What's their quarterback name?
We was talking about the Broncos when he got the.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Broncos and who's their quarterback?
Russell.
Mm-hmm. Russell. Well, Steelers, when they played the last inning, because I watched the game when I got home. That's what I was in the hollering about when the ball came out. But it was pass interference on the Steelers. It was. Well, when he slung that last Hail Mary, that boy was holding him.
That should have been a put one right there.
Helmet. Yeah, it should have been. Well, but I want you to see the last one when he threw it. And he was holding them. That's the ball came out.
They ain't gonna show it. They gonna just keep showing the.
Because they don't want to show the referee to get caught.
I think they said that was his first touchdown
in 3 years.
I don't know if it was in 3 years. I just know they said it was first touchdown. And T.J. Watt set a franchise record with 81.5 seconds. That's kind of surprising. I'm surprised they don't have anybody in the hundreds.
Yeah.
I mean, like a franchise like the Steelers. At least you're at 90, yeah. And what's crazy, the guys that are in the hundreds, or the top three guys, I know one of them is a guy who had never played in the Super Bowl, but never won one. I mean, he ain't been back to the Super Bowl, didn't go back to another Super Bowl. Like, the Super Bowl he went to was in 2003. I was one. Man, I'm just surprised the Steelers ain't had more names up there. Ain't Kevin Green up there?
Yeah, he up there.
Okay, he played for them. But he didn't play his whole career with the Steelers, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and get our predictions for next week.
He haven't had no touchdowns since 2010, week 14. And they talking about him?
Alex Highsmith?
Oh, no, they're talking about in the all together, the team.
Oh.
Ain't had more than...
What is today's date? 9/19/23.
Okay. Alright,
so let's get to these predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Oh, wait, you ready? Okay. First game of the week this upcoming Thursday, Giants 49ers. That one's pretty easy. 49ers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although I think that was going to be closer than we think. But 49ers. The Giants got a little bit of fight in them. Even though they're not very great, they got a little bit of fight in them. So I think it would be a little closer than we think.
Yeah, I think them Niners gonna win again. You know what, though? We might get a shocker.
No.
Okay.
Not this Thursday, no. Because okay. they just lost their best running back, their best player on offense. Okay. Yeah. And you're talking about the 49ers top two defense in the league.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so mad if it does, but no way. Panthers, Seahawks.
I'm going to give it to the Panthers.
I'm going to pass them.
At this point, with the Panthers, I ain't going to believe it till I see it. Seahawks. This offense is hot garbage.
Yeah. If I hadn't seen it for myself, I wouldn't be commenting, but I seen it for myself.
So you going Seahawks or Panthers?
I'm going for Panthers, though.
Mm. Chargers, Vikings.
Oh, shit.
You can go Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going Wait,
what
Chargers.
Time of the game? 1 o'clock.
I'm going in Vikings.
Minnesota.
I'm going Vikings.
Chargers.
But this is when Kirk Cousins thrives.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with the Vikings.
I'm still going to go with the Chargers, though. Okay. I don't think the Vikings are a great team. I think they're a competitive team, though.
So you going with the Chargers, right?
Yeah. Bills, Commanders. Mm. This one, I believe thing. Most people are going to go with the Bills, but I feel like the Commanders are going to pull it out. I think they look like a better team than the Bills, and they have less things to worry about. As the Bills, they're not a bad team, but they're still not 100% sure on offense right now. And then their defense, I think Washington actually has a better defense than the Bills.
I'm going with the Commanders. So,
okay.
Yeah. Who you got?
I got Bills. I'm gonna go ahead and stay with Josh.
Saints, Packers.
The Packers gonna whoop the Saints.
They better.
But I don't know the Saints too at all. Let me get the Saints. Let me go with New Orleans.
I'm gonna have to choose the Saints too.
I refuse. I'm going Packers.
I feel you, Trey. I feel you. I'm upset. Now this one, they better mollywop them, the Lions and Falcons. The Lions are going to win that by a good, I'm going to say 17 points.
Is that Lions?
Yeah.
Their birds won this week, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
They 2-0.
They 2-0. I'm going
Everybody in our division is 2-0.
Yeah.
We're the only ones that ain't won.
0-2. Ain't that malarkey?
I'm going to go with the Dirty Birds.
Okay.
Who you got?
I got Lions on that. I for some reason I really like Jahmyr Gibbs. He just makes a lot of plays that doesn't get seen.
I might have to drop David Montgomery and pick him up. All right, Tennessee Browns.
I'm going Browns.
I'm going to Titans. I went last week.
I'm going to go to Browns because I don't trust Ryan Tannehill and I know he's going to screw it up. Jaguars, Texans, Jaguars.
Oh, we have to back up.
Give me the Jags on that one.
Oh, and I assume you got the Browns on the last one.
Yeah.
Patriots.
You got Jags too?
Yeah, I got the Jags. Patriots and Jets. I got the Patriots.
I'm going to go with the Jets. Jets got a good defense.
Look, right now, I think both teams got a good defense. I'm measuring it off of offense, and I think their offenses aren't great, so I'm going to go to quarterback. I'll take... What's his face in New England over Zach Wilson any day?
So you got Pats. I'm taking Jets. I'm going to take the Jets. Because I think Sauce Gardner can really shut them down.
It ain't about that, though. It's the defense.
Yeah, Sauce Gardner is their corner.
The Patriots defense.
Okay.
They got a good defense.
I take Breece Hall over the Patriots.
Zach Wilson gonna throw some interceptions.
Yeah.
The only way they win is if they keep the ball out of Zach Wilson's hands.
That's why I said Breece Hall. So I'm hoping that they listen to this and understand. Keep Breece on the field.
They can keep him on the field. That don't mean it's gonna be in his hands though.
They only gave him 4 carries last week, so I'm pretty sure that they know they need to give him more carries this week.
Maybe they do. Hopefully they do, because Breece Hall deserves. Like, he's a good running back, so come on.
But you got Jets, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm the only one that chose Patriots. Yeah. Broncos, Dolphins. A part of me wants to choose the Broncos because it's about time they get a win, but they get on my nerves. So, and I know they're going to screw it up, so the Dolphins.
Okay. Give me the Dolphins as well, because I'm at that defense. I mean, that offense that the Dolphins got.
Oh, yeah. It's electrifying.
Yeah.
And the Broncos defense is high garbage.
Yeah. I mean, they played so-so versus garbage. Commanders.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
You going with the Dolphins? Yeah. Okay.
Colts, Ravens. Assuming Anthony Richardson doesn't play, I'm going to choose the Ravens. But if he did play, I would have chosen the Colts. But I'm going to choose the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm taking...
I'm going to go with the Colts.
Okay. I'm going to go...
Well, that's an iffy both ways, though. Right there. Mm-hmm. Them Colts and Ravens, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take... I'm going to take the Ravens.
The Colts are pretty competitive, though.
Yeah, they are.
Dallas has an easy schedule. This is getting ridiculous. They're playing the Cardinals. Of course Dallas is going to win.
How they play that?
No wonder they look so good, because they're playing the worst teams in the league.
There you go.
I assume everybody choosing Dallas.
I mean, well, I wrote it all down as Dallas. I ain't see no faith in the Cardinals.
Bears and Chiefs. Chiefs.
Yeah, give me Chiefs.
If the Chiefs don't score no more than 17 this week, I'm not going to choose them next week.
You got Chiefs too?
Yeah. That's my home team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Steelers, Raiders.
Oh, shit.
Steelers.
Yeah, give me the Steelers.
Against the Los Angeles, what they are?
Las Vegas Raiders.
That's why they're not winning.
They need to go back to Oakland.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Steelers again.
And then the Super Monday night games, they going to do that every week?
No, they just for a couple of weeks.
No, they need to go back to the Los Angeles Raiders. They original.
No, they got too many L.A. teams.
They need to go back because they ain't been shit since they
trying. Now, I need to go back to Oakland because they taking the baseball team from Oakland, too.
They don't like Oakland, do they?
Somebody offered to buy the team from the owner. He won't sell it. They want to keep it in Oakland. He's trying to move it somewhere else. So,
well, basketball is looking for expansion teams.
Yeah, I really think that's gonna happen. I think they're just talking right now.
Probably right now, but I feel like it's gonna happen pretty soon.
I mean,
because they can still add teams in without changing how many games they play and how many teams make it to the playoffs.
Somebody but that's gonna add. Sunday, don't they?
If you add, they talking about adding 4 games, 4 teams though.
They still don't need to. Yeah. You just, you won't play. Like you can still play every team. It's just some teams you won't play them 4 times. You might only play them 3. You might play them twice, or you might play them once. So, because I don't like you don't have to play every team twice.
But if you want to play your division teams.
Yeah, the division
them
teams.
Four times.
You can get them in. Probably 4 times and maybe 3. I think 3 is good enough. But like the other, like you don't have to play teams that's not in your conference. You ain't got to play them twice. Like, because some of those teams, it's like, I kind of would rather wait to the playoffs and then hopefully those teams would meet up in the finals and then that'll be the first time or that'll be the second time we see them and it'll be completely different. Yeah. But, okay. Monday night games. Eagles, Buccaneers. I think that'll be a pretty good game.
I'm going for the Buccaneers.
Eagles.
I got Eagles.
Baker Mayfield. He been baking it up.
So you going with the Bucs?
He been baking it up.
So what you going with? So
Jalen, he look like he hurting right now.
So you want to go with the Bucs?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just saying he was on the fence.
I just said it ain't no definitive winner right now. I think both this is going to be a pretty good game. And then last game, Rams-Bengals. I'm going to choose the Bengals under the assumption that Joe Burrow is still going to play.
He's not. It was sad today.
They said he's not playing?
Nope. Very unlikely to play.
For?
Who they playing?
Rams. Yep.
Erase that.
Well, I already wrote it down. It's down now.
Erase it. Nah. I didn't know that. Who they backup quarterback?
They got a rookie star.
I'm going with the Rams.
What's his name?
I don't know his name, but I know he's a rookie.
Oh, something Browning. Jake Browning.
Yeah.
Let's look at him. He has no stats.
None.
Jake Browning. I'm going to assume they're going to lean on their running game against the Rams.
So you're
going
to stay with them?
Do I believe the Bengals are going to start 0-3?
I feel like they are. So I'm going to be going with the Rams. So
I am going to go with the Rams. I don't want to.
No, don't.
Go with your Bengals.
Go with your Bengals. Go big play.
I don't trust Joe Mixon.
Take the strikes.
So you're going to stay with the Rams?
Unless they're going to be able to pass the ball. Because Joe Mixon, he's good, but he ain't carry a team to victory good. So
I traded him on Madden because of that same reason.
Also, their offensive line ain't carry a team to victory good either. So they don't like to protect people for some reason. But that's all of them.
You got Rams. Yeah. We might be looking up a couple of days from, I mean, a couple of weeks from now, and Joe Burrow and the Bengals is at 0-6.
That ain't gonna happen. That ain't happen. They're too competitive to lose that many games in a row.
But we don't, Joe B ain't playing.
This is for 1 week.
Joe Shiesty not playing.
We don't know what's gonna happen after this.
He re-aggravated that calf injury.
And all he gotta do is rest it.
Well, if he didn't come back the first time after wrestling.
And massaging on the sideline.
Yeah.
I think the issue is his body just ain't had time to adjust.
Hey, you know, he sat out the whole preseason.
I'm talking about adjusting back into playing football again.
But that's the only way. In a row, ain't
he? Yeah.
So when do your body get adjust? When is the adjustment coming?
I'm just making up excuses.
look, there you go right there.
Yep, look.
Look.
On the sideline. That's what I'm talking about. All
right. Well, at least you...
Okay. All right, that'll do it for us today. My name is Duke.
I'm Fat Man Trey.
I'm Auntie Mama.
Tony and Nation, let's ride.
Duke 3-0, this is the Black and Blue Bloodline. Ladies. Thanks for listening.